That in hip hop, album review, Logic, the incredible true story.
Smiley, cheesy, look at him.
I'm the Logic. I can't wait to fuck with him. Hey,
I wouldn't even, but no, I wouldn't even planning that. It's just, he literally was like, Jesus.
You know, then a hip hop album review, man, Logic, the incredible true story. Before we get into the review, make sure that if you want to support Logic in this album, that you download the album from the link that we have in the description below. Also, if you want to support Dead in Hip Hop and also get cool behind the scenes stuff that you don't get on the YouTube channel, make sure that you become a Patreon, man. Go support Dead in Hip Hop. Go check out our Patreon page. Go see what a dollar gets you there, man, because it's dope as hell. Make sure that you follow everybody on social media, especially Periscope. That's something that Dead in Hip Hop is implementing. It's big for us, so we definitely want you guys to join that community as well. And also every Tuesday, man, Dead End Sports, me, Ken, Kyle, and BZ, and sometimes Mike.
Rhonda did the stanky leg. Rhonda came and she like threw that punch. She missed you, like. She turned around so fast.
Yo, she turned around and slow motion. Like, she tried to look hard.
Yeah, yeah. She
turned
like this.
But you can't look hard after
you
do that.
So, you know, go check that out too, man. Going back into the review, Logic, the incredible true story. So, I honestly was not anticipating really not even a project from Logic this year, because for the past 3-4 years every year he's dropped a project, and last year was his debut album. So I'm like, okay, he's gonna let it marinate, he's gonna let it chill.
And normally he call you up and let you know he about to drop it and shit,
or shoot him a text or something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well,
it's FaceTime.
Yeah.
Look at you, this overrated shit.
Y'all motherfuckers wrong. Y'all motherfuckers. But we did know that he was working on this album, because last year when he came here to perform, we talked to him and he was talking about he was working on this. And when he explained the concept, I can't front. I was like, how the fuck is he gonna pull this shit off? I didn't know how he was really gonna really pull this album off. But I tell you this, man, this is dope. This is dope. And the reason why I feel that this is dope is because he did not stray. And I don't know if this is gonna come out before one of the ask questions, but there was a question of being most consistent. I had to put Logic there because of this project right here. I think this is like 5 or 6 projects now that you know what you're gonna get from him. You know that he can rap over all types of beats and rhymes, and now he's expanding his artistry, trying to really give you visions, you know, in his rhymes. And now he has a concept, and he really was able to knock out that concept of, you know, like this being the album that changed everything. And he took you through this ride through space. He doesn't have a lot of features on this, which is something that I'm always like, man, because I want to hear him with my favorite artists as well. But he really doesn't need it. And then I want to go to Young Jesus real quick with Lembo. You know who Lembo is? Yeah. His big homie?
No way.
Yes. That's
Lembo. Oh, that's Lembo. I thought that too.
Bruh.
What's his real name? We didn't call him Lembo.
Yeah, that's what I
Yeah, we did.
That's why I was like, I didn't know that was him. Wow.
I didn't know it was him either.
Homie, bruh. To me, he damn near sounded like Pun or Fat
Joe
or something like that. And I'm like, yo, like, this can't be Lembo. And it's fucking Lembo. And I don't know who wrote it for him. I don't know if he wrote that. But yo, he needs an EP. Cause he sounded dope as fuck. I thought his voice was dope. Lord willing, I have to mention Lord willing, cause in the first 15 seconds, Logic mentions bumping in your whip. Now I don't know.
That's why he smiles so hard.
Well, you know, look,
I didn't catch it.
I put it on Twitter, and somebody was like, "Yo, you didn't listen to Lord willing?" And I'm like, yeah, so? He was like, you didn't catch that? And I'm like, nah. I went back and I'm like, oh, this shit is motherfucking this. Logic is dope, man. Logic is dope. Like, whoa, which is getting hella love on TNT and basketball right now.
I did hear, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I heard a Crit song on TNT.
Crit too.
Yeah.
I think Greatest on First Take.
Yeah. So Logic is getting a lot of love with this project, and I think deservedly so. And like, whoa, I love, like, Logic does this, but I love how he broke down. You know what I'm saying? The beat, and then he switches it up. I Am the Greatest. Like, he produced that. And he has that little video where you see him, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, making the beat and shit. Like, that shit is crazy, man. Logic, I think, as an artist, he's continuously progressing. Even with the singing on this, you know what I'm saying? We always knew he had harmony and melody, and he just took that a step further, and I think he sounded good on it. And then, motherfucking Paradise. Like, you know his influences. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't mind showing them, and I'm fine with that. And I'm gonna go all the way to the end of the album, The Incredible True Story. I really love how he ended it, because it was, the whole trip was about finding this planet Paradise, and it's kind of like you're finding it with him. But at that point in time of the album, it's kind of like you got every facet of Logic. Everything that he can do well, he gave it to you. But now on Paradise, it's like, what more can you do? And he was a little bit more artistic with that, how he was rapping and flowing over that beat, even that beat, how big in production it was, you know what I'm saying? And how he could still do everything that he's great at doing over that beat, man. I just think that overall, this was an amazing project.
Yeah, it was a good project. I enjoyed it, man. I love the beats. I love Logic, you know, rhyming over his flow, his delivery, the whole nine. And I think the thing about this, right, and I, when you go back to the consistency part about Logic, so when I'm listening to this album, it's like, okay, what can I really say about him as an artist when it comes to rapping over the beats? Like, he's going to be consistently putting out, you know, quality work, and I think he's gotten to that point. For me, when I think about Logic, I think he's gotten it to a point where he's at his comfort zone, but not to a point where he's comfortable with that. So he's pushing himself just a little bit beyond just what he's doing, like introducing the singing part of it and exploring, you know, his artistry, being a little bit more creative. And that's what you got with this project. And there was one particular line on here that was said that stuck out to me. It was like, it's a same title, but it's a different title, but it's the same shit. And for whatever reason, that stuck out to me because of kind of the music nowadays, how, you know, there's some similarities, you know, mainly in the mainstream world, but you're starting to kind of get the same old shit. And one of the things that in the beginning of this album, Logic was like, you know, or the actor, and I can't remember his name, he was like, this is the album that changed it all. And that line combined is like, okay, Logic is with this, introducing the concept, but doing it in a way that's slightly different than what we've heard before, by having actors come on there and act out scenes and basically carry this narrative from beginning to end, and basically tell this story, and I guess it was his story. So I thought that was really, really cool of him to kind of do that. When it comes to Logic and certain guys like that, I think, you know, as a listener and a guy that listens to his music, like, I like to hear stuff like that because it kind of keeps me engaged. I think there's one thing to listen to a song and like a song or that, but to take an actual project, a complete project, and listen to it as a whole, I think it really kind of brings you back in and really want to say, okay, well, now that you've done this, what are you going to do next? And how can you take this further than where you are today? I thought the way that he used some of the features were good as well. Lucy Rose, Drea, my boy Jesse Boykins, the third. I like him as well. And then I even thought the actors were funny. But overall, I definitely love the beats on here. You know, of course, Logic rapped his ass off. I mean, you know, that's kind of what he does. But, you know, overall, I think it's a really good project. You know, the creativity behind it, you know, speaks volumes. And I think he did a really good job of putting this album together.
I mean, even this is just nitpicking. I think that the comedic value and the skits, I understand it brings it together, but I think it came off a little corny to me. It wasn't funny to me. It wasn't funny, but, you know, it was just, but I understand why he made the scenes in the story, because, you know, it's the story that he told us about it. Yeah, I think overall, I thought this album was pretty good. I thought it started out really good with Fadeaway. I thought Fadeaway was a definitely a good opener track to have. And then I can't believe I can't think of the sample that he did for Upgrade. J Dilla flipped that same sample on Upgraded.
Of course you would know that.
Right. I know. I can't think of the
Rain Man.
Right.
Of course you would know that shit.
Right. I can't believe I don't know that the original sample that J Dilla had flipped on that or player or something.
I can't believe it too. But,
you stupid. Y'all stupid. Yeah, I thought overall the whole project, I thought it was a very fun project. I think I've said this before when he did Under Pressure. I think Logic is really good since Under Pressure. Not saying the mixtape days was whack, because I love his mixtapes too, but I think since Under Pressure, I really think with this album it just really shows that he can do more than just rappity rap rap. He can really make some good songs. Even though a couple of songs I felt, and usually I think when we came out, when he Under Pressure, people saying, oh, you sound like Kendrick, you sound like Drake, whatever like that. And me personally, I was like, well, you know, I don't hear it, but that song, I Am the Greatest, I don't know, I just kind of think a motherfucker never love, I don't know why when I hear I Am the Greatest, I hear that, like, that type of flow, that type of tone from that. So I'm like, okay, that one is Drake's. But I do like his, actually my two favorite tracks on here is the more smoother, honest storytelling tracks, which was Intermission and Paradise. I like that beat switch on Paradise. Yeah, speaking of the beats, I thought the production really outdid himself from the first album. I thought him and Six really sat down and really crafted some good instrumentation. The way that some of the beat changes on the title track itself, Paradise was another example. I like Whoa was another good one. But yeah, I thought just overall it run a little too long for me. I think he could have ended with Paradise Perfect. I think Paradise could have been like the perfect closer track for me. I mean, once it got to Never Been and Run It and even the title track, I was kind of like, okay, it was enough. I think if he could have ended with Paradise, I think it would have been straight for me, at least personally. But overall, I thought it was a good album. I thought it was definitely a solid project from Logic, a good follow-up from Under Pressure, because I really like Under Pressure too. I can tell he was focused on that one. But in this one, you can tell he kind of let loose a little bit more and was a little more free spirit on that on the rhyming and everything and the song structure a lot. So I liked it. I thought it was really a cool project.
Yeah, I do agree with B. Real quick, go ahead and get the gripe out the way. I do agree with B that I didn't even know those were real actors. I thought they were just homies because they sounded very stiff. They didn't hurt anything. Right. It's just they didn't really. They were definitely needed to solidify the story and to bring everything together. It was just they didn't really sound that great. They didn't play off each other very well. That aside, I thought this was definitely a dope project. As always, I love the way Logic rhymes. I love the way he flows. I love his voice. The production was a huge step up from the last project. Here's where the issue is. So, you know, Logic is always gonna get those comparisons. He's gonna get those Drake comparisons, like on Lord Willin. He definitely sounded like Drake. He's gonna get those Kendrick comparisons, like on Like Whoa. He definitely sounded like Kendrick. But it's okay, because he's not just biting, so it's not to the point where it's just like, okay, you're a fucking knockoff. That's not the case. So what Logic is doing as far as showing his influences is fine. It works. At this point, I feel like Logic has shown the type of artist he is. He's shown he can rap his fucking ass off. Like, I don't even think that that's really debatable at this point. The dude can rap. And what I like that he's doing now is that he's showing that I'm not just a rapper. I'm a songwriter. You know, he's now he did the concept on the last project. And I like that he did the concept on this one too, but it was more of a loose concept. Because it wasn't like you were strictly tied to having to listen to this front to back in order to understand what's going on. So here's the thing with Logic, and this is where people will probably get a little mad at me. While I really like this project, and while I really like everything that Logic has done, and while I feel like this is on par with everything he's done, this isn't it. I feel like this is not his masterpiece. When I listen to his work, it's like every project, you're right, he's getting better, but there's something about him and there's something about his music where I feel like he has a ready to die in him. He has this classic album in him, and this one isn't it. Under Pressure wasn't it. I feel like he has this project in him that at some point he's gonna release and it's gonna really blow people away. Cause I know when you listen to this, there's that guy saying, well, this is the one that changed everything. No, it's not. This isn't it. And I don't know why I'm thinking that. I really don't know what makes me feel this way, because it's not like I think this is a bad project. I think it's a great project.
Because you know he got the potential to make that.
I think part of it has to do with, you kind of touched on this, is that he still hasn't quite found his identity. Like he still, like he kind of sounds like a Drake. He still kind of sounds like a Kendrick. So I guess when he finally sounds just like Logic, I think at that point, maybe. Because you think about the Kendricks, you think about the Drakes, they all sound like themselves.
You're right, you're right. Because you can't really say that if somebody comes out rapping, you can't say, oh, that guy sounds like Logic.
Exactly.
They're gonna say he sounds like Kendrick, or he sounds like Drake. You're right, you're right. And maybe that's what it is. When I listen to him, I know, because he has a different flow on just about every track.
Right.
You know, the dude, like I said, the dude can rap. He definitely studied or studies hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there's something, I can't even say there's something missing. There's just something.
This is interesting, right? Because when I listened to this album, there was a point in time, I don't know how many listens in, but it reminded me of Undeniable and what you said about that project and what Logic and how Logic received that project, of it being kind of all over the place and not being cohesive. And remember, he said that really stuck with him. Yeah. And when I listened to this project, it reminded me of that project in a sense that the music was all over the place, but what tied it and made it cohesive was that concept. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like that's what tied this in together. So I thought that you weren't really gonna like it that much, because I thought it was gonna be a little bit all over the place for you.
With Undeniable, I thought that record was totally incohesive, because every song, not every time he rhymed, but every song sounded like it was a completely different album. And that's why I didn't really care for that project that much. This one, I just feel like he's playing with flows. And that's what a good rapper does. Like, you don't have to always sound exactly the same. And that's what I think is good about Logic. Like, I can't think of what track it was, but there was one track where it was almost like it sounded like Eazy-E. I'm the greatest. If you listen to the tone in his voice, it didn't even sound like what I remember Logic sounding like. At all. When I listen to that track, y'all gonna think I'm crazy, but I heard Easy, and I'm like, okay, so you have the Drake Logic, you have the Kendrick Logic, you have the almost J. Cole Logic, and then you have this, what I'm hearing as an Eazy-E Logic. Then you have this,
even Kanye Logic.
Yeah. You even have a Kanye Logic, and I think that's dope, but I guess what Rod is saying is, like, you don't have a Logic. But this is another great project by Logic, and I definitely think people need to grab this shit, because this dude is really, he's on it.
If you watch him, he definitely made a bump in the whip music. You always have from the beginning, man. Again, thank you for the shout out on Lord Willing, if that's what it was. I 100% agree with Mike. I definitely think that your best work is still in front of you, but you've already given us a lot of great work, and I appreciate it, definitely. Fucking dope, man. Just continue to progress. Continue to push your creative bounds.
I thought this was a really great project by you. Excellent work. I like how you took the idea that you had in your head, you put it out. Great beat selection, great rhymes. I really don't know really what to say, man. I mean, you're incredibly dope artist, and you know, I think the future is definitely promising and bright for you, man. So, another great work, and everybody, if you guys watching this, go pick this shit up, man. Support the young homie.
Yes, if you're watching Logic, congratulations on getting something over 130K in a week. So I just want to get that out the way. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, thanks again for putting together overall solid project. Just like Mike, I do feel like it's something there that you can put out that's gonna make me just throw my phone and be like, oh my god, this is amazing. But still, you put together a very, very good project from beginning to end. Not really no skippable tracks, really. Maybe with the City of Stars, even though you said a good verse at the end, but it just, you had sent me through that whole song. But other than that, other than that, it was a good project, man, from front to back. Good job. Keep doing it.
I wish I would have thought of a better way to say it. Like when Ralph just said, I feel like Mike, your work or your best work is ahead of you. I wish I would have said that. Because that doesn't sound critical. I'm not trying to sound overly critical. It's just the way my shit comes off. But if you're watching, I think you put out another dope project. And I will not say keep doing you, because you've done you for the past 5 projects, but I think that there's a deeper you that's somewhere stuck up in there. And I feel like it's gonna be one of those situations where he's just walking around and it's gonna pop in his head, and then he's gonna have to run to the fucking studio and just drop that shit. But this is another great Logic project, and I feel like people that like good hip hop should grab this up, especially because he's making hip hop that is, it's easy on the ears and it's still lyrical. And I think that he's doing something that is very special, but he has something more special in him. So you wanna be able to say that you were on that ride with him the whole way. Good job putting out another dope project, and just keep them coming, man. Keep them coming. You got us behind you, so.